Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Yes, Saturday already. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And not just any old Euro Daily Podcast, because we start with the build-up to England's crunch clash with Ukraine at the Euros opening round tonight. Live on TalkSport from 6 p.m. Three Lions manager Gareth Southgate told TalkSport's Faye Carruthers they must put the win over Germany to one side and focus on the, I don't know why I'm talking like this, on the task in hand.
Grealish, Kane, 2-0 England, bring on the quarterfinals.
It was obviously a very special occasion. You know what I'm going to say? It's just of no importance now. I'm sure it's something in years to come people will talk about, which is great. You know, we've talked about creating those moments, but we have the chance to create another one in Rome. You know, we're intent on doing that.
Ali could play holding midfield for England. That's how much he rates Ukraine's chance.
I did say against the Ukraine on.
How much have you made an emphasis to the players that they cannot have complacency going into this game?
Well, I don't think it's there. I think we've got to make sure that we're composed around any anxiety. If the game isn't going 100% as we hope, that we stay composed. We've got a lot of experienced players now. They've been to two semi-finals in the last 3 years. You know, Ukraine, Andre's done a fantastic job with them. They've come through the group, not as they wanted, but then they've responded with the performance and the result against Sweden. So we'd be foolish to be thinking anything other than we need to be at our very best to win this game.
We talked a lot about like mental preparations leading into the Germany game, but I suppose it's similar in many ways preparing for a game outside of Wembley, the first one in this tournament as well. Has there been much chat about that?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for us. It would have been really hard to go back to Wembley 3 days after the last game and be able to recreate anything like we just experienced. Now we've got a totally different challenge. We travel away. We've got probably a much smaller crowd in the stadium, certainly far fewer England fans. And so we've got to create our own atmosphere. We've got to create our own sense of togetherness.
Now, England defender Harold Maguire has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their quarterfinal with Ukraine, a game you can hear live on Yada Yada Yada. He said he's not thinking about the possibility of missing a potential semi, having already received a yellow card, as well as that Harold Kane pre-match speech before the Germany game.
There's a lot of people who speak in the dressing room, and then before we went out, Harry spoke, and just the gist was, it was just, this is our moment, this is our chance, opportunity, play with no fear. Like I say, H is a great leader. We have a lot of leaders in the group now, and I think that's really important going forward.
As the referee spots an infringement near the edge of the penalty area, it's a yellow card shown to Maguire.
Obviously, if I do pick up a yellow card, I miss a semi-final. But my main focus at the moment, I haven't even thought about the semi-final. This is a quarter-final in a major tournament, so we know it's going to be a tough game. I'm not looking forward to anything past the game. We need to go there, get the victory, and I'll play my normal game, and we'll see where it takes us. But first and foremost, we need to do everything we can to get the victory tomorrow to reach the semi-final, and then we'll think about that. But for me at the moment, is I haven't thought about past tomorrow.
So, the big question is, should Gareth Southgate rest players on a yellow card tonight? Well, let's ask a couple of former England players who have tournament experience, shall we? Yes, we shall. Trevor Sinclair and Sol Campbell.
I feel the Glads are kind of level-headed. I mean, you can look, Tyrone Mings can come in. You know, he could come in quite easily fitting. But does Harry want to keep on going, get into the groove even more? Does he want to stop it and start? I don't know if you can stop and start. But then you have to put your thinking cap on and your, you know, the manager has to say, look, maybe drop him out and put Tyrone Mings in. You know, that's a possibility.
It's fundamentals in football. Play your strongest side. Tell the boys you've got a booking. Be careful. Get goals side, delay. You don't have to go flying into some tackles where you might not get there. Be sensible. It's on you.
We've been to 3 semi-finals in 60 years. I don't think we're in a position as a nation to start resting players in a quarter-final stage because they might get another yellow card. We've got to play the game. What are we saving them for? We've got to be good enough to get to a semi-final. If for 1 minute we take our eye off of that moment we're in now and think about what might happen in the future, then we're in trouble.
In my opinion, I look at it and I just go, if we're thinking about the final, because they should be thinking about the final, because this team now with the route we've got and the players we've got, we have to get to the final. We overcome Germany. Now it's about getting there. And that means you're going to have to play 3 games in 8 days. You've got players who are on bookings. You had players who are exhausted after that Germany game. Don't underestimate Ukraine, but there are players who can step in and do as good as, you know, Rice or Phillips or, you know, Saka. I think players can come in and fill them roles and not make the team weaker.
Over now to a former 3 Lion, a sort of little ginger cub, Ray Parlour, the real Romford Pelé, claiming England could dominate football for the next decade. Oh dear, oh dear.
When we're talking about teams, how are we going to pick the team? And we haven't mentioned Foden. We've not mentioned Sancho.
Well, Foden's on a yellow as well.
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable, the squad, the depth they've got in the squad now, isn't it? I mean, England, for years, I think they've got to dominate now. Well, I think they've got an excellent chance now.
Right.
How young they are, these players can really dominate the World Cup, the next Euros, the next World Cup, because they're in their prime. They're going to be in their prime in them next 4 or 5 years.
Now, Darren Bent's Boot Room is back tomorrow from 5 p.m. on TalkSport. You'll hear Bent's exclusive interview with World Cup and 2-time European Championship winner Cesc Fabregas. In this sneaky little peek of a clip we're going to play you now, Cesc tells us how teams can win the Euros and suggests that England are underperforming. Isn't that nice of him?
You need a little bit of experience, but of course there is a lot of new generations in teams like Italy, like even Spain, you know, players that most of them haven't played in situations like that. But definitely you also need quality. I mean, in these moments, normally the best team are the ones that they go through because they know what they're doing. They sense moments where are very important, you know, to know when you need to defend, when you need to attack, when you really need to go for it. And for example, that's one thing that I still sometimes miss in England, you know, because I know they are winning and they're doing well, but I feel with the players they have, they could potentially do a little bit more, you know, in certain moments.
Now ahead of tonight's quarterfinal against Ukraine, Jack Grealish has said he wants to make an impact every time he's on the pitch. And the objective for the 3 Lions is to secure European glory, you don't say.
That's what we want to try and do. Like you said it there, we want to try and make history, but we also just want to take each game as it comes. We have another tough game Saturday.
Grealish, the Luke Shaw, low ball in, Sterling with the goal.
I think I've always been like that, you know, wherever I've played, trying to play with this fearlessness, but also just enjoy it as much as you can. And, you know, you're going to enjoy it by playing well and winning. You know, the game was 0-0 the other night when I come on, so, you know, I don't think it's any secret to anyone why the manager brought me on, and that was to try and create something.
So the first 2 quarterfinals have been completed, with, of course, Spain dispatching Switzerland just about on penalties and Belgium getting dumped out by Italy. This is how it sounded on your favourite radio station, TalkSport.
Donnarumma will launch this clearance high into the air, and the final whistle goes, and Italy are through to the semi-finals of Euro 2020.
Italy, defensively, the organisation, the warrior, Giorgio Chiellini. I mean, towards the end there, he headed and kicked and celebrated every block.
Long from Thibaut Courtois, high up into the air. Chiellini there, of course. Gladiatorial performance from the Italy captain.
Absolutely outstanding at the back. He's missed a couple of games through injury. They brought him back to keep an eye on Lukaku. He kept Lukaku so quiet, So my man of the match tonight is Giorgio Chiellini.
It's heartbreak for Belgium again. Once more, the golden generation has fallen short. There are tears in the eyes of some of the players wearing the red shirts.
Now is the time to analyse and to assess. But at the moment, the feelings of disappointment and sadness, unfortunately, is what is in my head now.
The captain of Real Sociedad up against Sommer, left-footed penalty, and he's put it in the corner, and Spain go through.
I think Spain are one of the most unconvincing semi-finalists I've seen for a while. I think they have some great players. I love what they do in midfield. Pedri, I think, is a superstar in the making. I think he's been fabulous so far. But I'm not having that defence at all. I mean, it was clown cars, wasn't it, really? The equaliser that Switzerland got. Laporte and Pau Torres getting themselves in an almighty tangle.
Oh, and there's a mistake at the back. Alas, more into the box. Shaqiri! It's 1-1! Jordan Shaqiri!
I'm not sure about the goalkeeper. I like Unai Simon, and I like the way he bounced back from his mistake against Croatia, but he doesn't look 100% secure to me. You compare him with Donnarumma, massive difference, I think, in terms of quality. There and they can't finish.
Over now to James White and Simon Jordan and Crystal Palace's Andros Townsend. I could do nothing with his name. Discussing two Manchester United transfer targets, West Ham's Declan Rice and Real Madrid's Rafael Varane. Excuse me.
If you look at Man United's team, they're very top heavy at the front. They've got a lot of forward options. Jadon Sancho will give them another option, but that Varane one, I think he'll come in. If he does come in, he'll solidify the back four. He'll give them extra strength, extra pace, and somebody of his calibre is more suited to the Premier League. He's big, he's strong, he's quick. So I definitely think the Varane one could take Man United closer to where they want to be.
Declan Rice, it's 3-0 to West Ham. The skipper with the crown in glory.
The key line coming out of West Ham this morning is that West Ham have absolutely no desire to sell Declan Rice at any price.
Someone knocks on your door and says, I want to buy your house. You're going to sell it to them at twice the price, aren't you? Because they're knocking on your door. You know, and if West Ham are going to Declan Rice saying, we've got you for 3 years, but we're desperate to get you for another three after that, you're going to turn around and say, well, give me what I want. Okay, don't give me what I want. I'll stay as I am. I'm, you know, and everyone stays as they are. So I don't think there's any real area of concern for West Ham or for Declan. Both of them are in a decent position. West Ham are in Europe. David Moyes is going well. So all roads lead to perhaps in a year's time, if West Ham have a decent season, everybody's happy, but they don't get the same levels of ascendancy they got last year, then maybe next year it might be the time to either talk to Declan about a new contract or allow Declan to move on to maybe what people would consider a bigger club and cash in on him then.
My gut instinct with 3 years left on his deal plus the club's option, I can't see how he's going to get out. I think the club hold all the cards. They're saying they don't want to sell. West Ham in a great position.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to thump that subscribe button. Press it, headbutt it, do what you want, as long as it's pressed. Coming up today, a reminder, we've got two more quarterfinals, of course, at the Euros for you. The first one being at 5 p.m. You can hear live commentary on the TalkSport network of Czech Republic against Denmark. And then the big one, 8 p.m. It's England against Ukraine. Coverage gets underway from 6 p.m. Of course, that one being on TalkSport. I'm back today from 1 p.m. Don't you ever have a day off? Yeah, I had a day off yesterday. Oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry, mate. Yeah, no problem at all. I'm with two former England internationals in Emil Heskey and Andros Townsend, assessing the mood of the nation, whatever that means, ahead of the Ukraine clash. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talk About Euro Daily podcast thingies out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Come on, England. 4-0, by the way, we're going to win tonight. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. He's coming home.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.